From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. As many of you know, earlier this year, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Well, fast forward to today, I have an update that is 7 months in the making. After a double mastectomy, chemotherapy, and radiation, I am happy to report that the proverbial bell has rung, ding, and my acute treatment is now in the past. As we say goodbye or good riddance to 2024, I want to spend time sharing some support and advice for those still fighting their way through a cancer diagnosis. We're starting off with a local nonprofit serving patients and survivors at whatever step they're at. Jen Miramontes is the founder of Cancer Champions, and she explains how demand for her personalized wellness plans has grown worldwide. Well, Jen, thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I would love to learn and start off with your experience with cancer. What led to your nonprofit?
Absolutely. I'm really happy you asked that question because that's a big why for me. And it actually started many, many years ago. I lost my dad to cancer when I was a teen, and we didn't even know he was sick. It was a very fast lung cancer. And then years later, my mom was diagnosed, and I had made the decision that I was going to be a big part of her journey this time around. And so I was there through all the treatment and such, and when I was there the day that they said, you know, we're going to stop all treatment, you're terminal. And sitting in with the oncologist, I kind of looked at my mom, and he had walked away, and I asked if she had any bucket list items. And she said that she did. She wanted to climb in and out of the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
Thank you. Yes. And she kind of looked at me. She said, you work in fitness. You know nutrition. You could probably help make this happen, right? And so with a big gulp, her oncologist was 100% on board. He thought it was a fantastic idea. He was guesstimating she had about 3 months left on this planet. And so we got to work right away. And so for her, it started with, like, honestly, a walk to the end of the driveway and back, because she was very deconditioned and what had been, you know, treatment is rough. That short walk became a longer walk, and that longer walk became a short hike, which became a longer hike. And along the way, we started to notice some changes happening in her in a very positive way. She had energy for the first time in many, many months. She was sleeping better. She had an appetite, and she had esophageal cancer, so the appetite was gone very early on. And overall, she just had a better outlook at life. And this was with a terminal diagnosis. And so she did it. She hiked in and out of the Grand Canyon and actually lived 3 years past that diagnosis.
Wow. What do you attribute that to? I mean, we can never really hone in and really know, but I'm sure you have some ideas of why a 3 month diagnosis turned into an extra 2 years and 9 months of her life here.
Yeah. That's a hard question to answer, but if I could guess, you know, her quality of life changed. Part of it was, I think, having a goal, having something out there that's that you're striving for, a reason to get up in the morning, a reason to move. Certainly, there's a lot of data out there about the importance of exercise and movement with this diagnosis. Food is medicine is definitely a thought that many have. And so it's hard to know if we could pinpoint exactly, you know, which of these things helped carry her, you know. And I will say also those extra 3 years were really good years. She wasn't sick and, you know, like she had been through treatment. So if I was a betting person, I would say all three aspects. So the fitness part of it, the nutrition part of it, and the mindset part of it.
I find that so inspiring personally because I'm at the tail end of my cancer journey. I know we always say journey, but it is one, to say the least. And at this point, it's been about 7 months. Yeah, I don't feel as healthy, obviously, as I felt in April before I knew that I had breast cancer. And that can feel really demoralizing. And that can also affect your mental health and feeling kind of like you have a dark cloud over you or feeling lonely, but actually getting out and starting off with maybe walking to the end of the block or the end of the driveway and back and seeing where it takes you. And in your mom's case, it took her to doing a hike at the Grand Canyon, which is just incredible and so inspiring. And a lot of that had to do with you as her daughter and your background in health and fitness. Where did that spark for you?
You know, the beginning of my health and fitness, that actually had been a part of my life always. I started with Junior Olympics when I was a kid, and it just kind of went from there. Interestingly, my mom was a professor at Chico State, and you know, she just shake her head at me like, what, you know, honey, study. Why are you always out running and doing all these things? And I recognize that the reason that I love fitness so much is because it's a really great way for me to just keep my attention from being all over the place, but also mostly for me to keep my anxiety down and to keep myself calm. And so knowing that that was a really good thing for me, just as a kind of, quote, normal person, the idea that this could be even more beneficial for somebody with a really difficult diagnosis really rang true. And to your point, after my mom passed, I started to realize, like, this can't stop here. I can't let this knowledge and awareness around what could be for somebody with this diagnosis go. And so that was really where Cancer Champions sprung from, is just this idea that I have to help more people. Anyone that's interested and wants it, I need to be there for them.
When you had that light bulb go off, hey, I want to start a nonprofit to help people who are going through cancer, how did you envision people using your services?
Speaking of journeys, it's been a major progression. So when I first started after my mom passed, I was doing one-on-one work with people and working with them directly. And there's the risk of being in the working out in the studio with me. And then also so many people get diagnosed and there's one of me. So I started to recognize I can't support all of these people that need it. And I certainly, the last thing somebody needs to hear when they're like, I'm ready, I want to do more, I want to feel better through this, to say no to them. And so it did start off with, I thought, well, we could do it like an on-demand thing. And this was before COVID. This is 2015. We put together the website, and it's, you think, like, kind of Peloton-esque, where you could pick videos that it could be post-mastectomy, all the way to high-intensity training, working out with an ostomy bag, 400 recipes that we've developed over the last 10 years that are kind of cancer-fighting foods, mindset work, breath work through pain, and then a community. But it started with just the on-demand. And then we started to recognize we needed to add more and more. So with the help of many oncologists, many people who were in various parts of their cancer journey, whether it was just diagnosed, right in the middle of it, end of treatment, done with treatment, getting their feedback, that's kind of where we got where we are.
What response have you received? This idea was about a decade ago.
It's overwhelming. And, you know, when I think one of the greatest things that we offer is a community. You mentioned that you feel kind of alone. And it's really incredible how isolating cancer can feel to somebody when 49,000 people will be diagnosed in the next 24 hours. But that doesn't matter. What matters is what's happening to this person right now. And so to have that community there to support and understand, and I think that that's been the thing that I hear again and again from people that are members, is just, I had no idea that this existed. I didn't know that I could actually exercise through a very difficult time in my life. I didn't know that there's so many things that come along with chemo treatment, with constipation or diarrhea or nausea, inability to eat, weight gain, weight loss, all of those things. And to have somebody that's like, okay, yeah, we can help you with that. And we have a community here that's going to do that.
You have these four pillars for your nonprofit, Cancer Champions: fitness, nutrition, mindset, and community. And I envision that as a one-stop shop for self-care and healthy restorative practices, which makes it so easy when you're going through something very difficult. I mean, I was told time and time again, even if you don't feel good, try to go for a walk around the block. It'll make you feel better. It's anti-inflammatory. It'll reduce inflammation. But when you're feeling bad, you don't really want to get up and go walk around the block. But every time I did, I would feel so much better. And I'm like, ah, they're right. It's that motivation aspect and making the on-ramp to that motivation easy for people who are going through such a difficult time. And it seems like what you created with Cancer Champions is making that on-ramp easier for a lot of people.
Yeah, I do agree with you on that. And I have to say, I absolutely love hearing over and over again oncologists and radiation oncologists and surgeons saying, get out and move, you know, increase your protein, eat better. It's just there was a time when people were being told, rest, save your energy to fight the cancer, stay on the couch. And, you know, one thing that my mom used to say to me all the time, the thing that you want to do the least is probably what you need to do the most. But with the coach mentors that we have, that every single member has, they're the ones that are reaching out and saying, hey, Vicky, did you get that walk in? I know you don't feel like it, but I promise you, you'll never regret it. We don't regret doing something good for our body.
Yep.
Maybe in the moment of taking that off ramp. But once you get off of it, you just go, okay, yes.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Jen Miramontes, the founder of the nonprofit Cancer Champions. Okay, so if someone's listening to this and they're interested, they want to get in touch, how does it work?
Many ways. So if this is somebody who's heard the diagnosis, you have cancer, you can become a member. You can apply for a grant. We're a nonprofit organization. All of our fundraising is to provide grants for those that can't afford to become a member. Often there's gifting. You know, when we hear about somebody having cancer, I think family members and friends feel like, what can I do? You know, and they don't need another casserole. But being able to gift a membership like this and to even take it a step further and say, I'll do the exercises with you or pick out some meals. So those are the three ways to become a member. They get gifted, they just sign up or ask for a grant. But even if you're somebody that doesn't have cancer or are through cancer and don't feel like you need this, becoming a coach mentor, that they're all volunteers and it's beautiful. We do a coaches call every month, and just hearing the stories and hearing the coaches, they are getting as much, if not more, out of being a coach mentor. So if somebody is interested in that, we're a primarily volunteer organization. So, you know, anybody that just feels like, I want to be involved in this, we would welcome with open arms.
So if someone pays for a membership, you compared it to Peloton, which is a great example. So essentially, you go on, and whether you are interested in fitness or mindfulness or recipes and health, and you do have an accountability partner, yeah, you know, who's part of the mix, there's a lot of options that you can choose what's right for you in the moment that you need it.
Yes. And here's the best part. When somebody becomes a member, we do an intake with them. We spend about an hour understanding what it is that they need from Cancer Champions. We're not here to say this is what you should do. We're here to say, what is it that we can do to support you? And so during that intake, we'll understand, like, oh, you know, I'm having trouble, you know, keeping weight on, or I have a mastectomy in 2 weeks. I need help getting strong for it, and then also for what I should do post. Or, you know, I want to learn more about probiotics and prebiotics. We would then, the person that does the intake, the cancer exercise specialist and nutritionist that do the intake, actually put suggestions into their favorites on their dashboard. So they get their individualized program and their coach sees it too. So they'll say, oh, you know, I understand that you are hoping to walk 3 times a week and do a little bit of gentle weights. So, you know, how can I bring you through that? So that's one of the things that really sets us apart, is that this individualized programming for people.
And that's special, because during this time, it's just so overwhelming. You're inundated with so much information. You're wondering also what caused this, where you're not really going to get an answer to that. But then you try to reevaluate your life and the decisions that you make. And then you start thinking about diet. You start thinking about exercise while you're getting all this information about the type of cancer you have and the treatments that they're recommending. It's just information overload when you're going through a very emotional time. And it's just lovely that you have a nonprofit that kind of helps parse that out in a way that's gentle and graceful.
Thank you.
Well, Jen, finally, what do you have down the pipeline if people want to get involved, whether they want to get in touch with a community event or they want to be a partner of Cancer Champions and be a volunteer or get involved in that way?
So the big event that we have every year is our Walk, Run, Roll, and that is actually in West Sacramento, right on the river. It's really a lovely event, and it's an opportunity for our champions, our people that are members, to get to see their community all together. It's a big fundraiser. So that's our big annual event. But, you know, as far as other ways, it's cancerchampions.org. That's the best way to get in touch with us. And you know, we do a walk once a month with all of our champions together in different various places. So joining our newsletter would allow us to inform people of that. But if people want to volunteer, that would be huge. Partnering would be amazing because we're the more funds that we can get, the more grants we can offer. And it's just shocking how financially devastating cancer can be to people. So for us to be able to just say, yes, you get all of this and it's not going to cost you anything, is critical. That's one of the most important things for us, is to never have to say no to somebody.
Jen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Jen Miramontes is the founder of Cancer Champions, a local nonprofit that creates personalized wellness plans designed for patients and survivors. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.